Story 1. Nanny Lake's Bread. My earliest memory of being confused goes back to when I was about 4 years old. My grandmother asked me to get her some bread from home. Bread, 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 I whispered to myself again and again as I walked, determined not to forget. But by the time I reached the house, the words had vanished somewhere between her place and mine. I stood there, unsure and empty-handed, then ran back asking, "What was I supposed to get, Nanny?" She smiled and handed me a piece of paper with the word bread scribbled on it. That simple moment has stayed with me all these years. It wasn't just a childhood slip-up. It was my first memory of a life shaped by ADHD, a journey marked by struggles, heartbreak, and a constant feeling of shame that lingered well into adulthood. I don't remember exactly what happened on the walk to the house, but I can be sure it wasn't straightforward. My mind was likely caught up in 10 different fantasies, flying like a bird, playing in the gravel pit, or plotting mischief like catching a frog to put in my sister's bed, a trick I'd pulled off before. It wasn't just a walk. It was a journey through distractions, fueled by a mind that never rested. And so my focus drifted away, leaving me with the question I've asked a million times since: what was I supposed to get? As I got older, I realized this wasn't just a one-off incident. It was how my brain operated. ADHD has a way of making even the simplest tasks feel like complex puzzles. Thoughts vanish, priorities shift, and suddenly you're standing in the kitchen wondering why you're there. But over time, I've learned to manage this constant act of forgetfulness. It started with that piece of paper my nanny gave me, a small tool that helped change everything. When I forgot the bread that day, it wasn't because I wasn't trying. It was because my mind was busy juggling everything else. What I didn't know then was that ADHD brains often need external tools to stay on track. That piece of paper was the first of many lessons, and over the years, I've developed ways to manage this chaos. One of the most important lessons I learned is to write it down. Nanny knew what she was doing when she handed me that note. Writing things down offloads tasks from your mind to a visible space, making it harder to forget. These days, I keep small notebooks or sticky notes in key spots like the kitchen, car, or desk. The key is to keep it simple. Just one task per note, like get bread, not run errands. Sometimes I even draw a doodle or a silly phrase to make it stick better. Another thing I've learned is to break it down. What sounds simple to most people, like get the bread, can feel overwhelming to someone with ADHD. Breaking tasks into smaller steps makes them more manageable. For instance, get bread becomes a series of steps. Go to the house, find the bread, bring it back to Nanny. Checking off each step as I go gives me a little dopamine boost, which makes the process feel rewarding. Sometimes, though, even those steps need a little extra help, so I've learned to create triggers to keep myself focused. Associating a task with a physical object or sound can work wonders. For example, I might leave my car keys next to a note or set a phone alarm with a specific label, like "Get bread for Nanny." I've even used a rubber band around my wrist as a reminder band. Every time I see or feel it, I remember what I need to do. I've also found it helpful to make it fun. ADHD brains thrive on novelty and stimulation, so turning tasks into games or challenges can make them more engaging. Sometimes I challenge myself to remember my list before I check it or reward myself for completing a task, like treating myself to a cookie after picking up the bread. ADHD humor helps too, something like "bread for Nanny" or "no cookie for you" always makes me smile. And finally, I've learned to plan for forgetting. Let's face it, sometimes I'll still forget. That's just part of having ADHD. The key is to be ready for it and not let it weigh me down. I try to have a backup, like a second note in my pocket or a reminder app on my phone. And when I do forget, I laugh it off and move on. Forgetting happens. What matters is trying again. If all else fails, I lean on others, just like I did with Nanny that day. That piece of bread wasn't just for Nanny. It was a lesson for me. Over time, I've come to understand that managing ADHD isn't about fixing yourself. It's about finding tools that work for you, leaning into your strengths, and forgiving yourself when you fall short. Whether it's a note scribbled on a scrap of paper or a little extra patience with yourself, small changes can make a big difference. When I think back to that day, I remember Nanny's kindness most of all. She didn't scold me or make me feel small. Instead, she gave me what I needed, a simple piece of paper to guide me through the journey. And maybe that's the best lesson of all. With the right support, even the most distracted mind can find its way. What I take away from that story is how easily distracted I was. I had to focus. But at that time, I didn't really know how. My imagination was incredible. I couldn't walk from one place to another without 100 different thoughts running through my head. What I do remember most was being really emotional. I'd cry at the drop of a hat. I didn't understand that it was depression. I didn't understand why I was so sad. I can still picture myself every night, lying in bed, praying for my grandparents, my parents, my brother and sister. I was always so worried that something bad would happen to them. I'd even pray for my dog and our pigeons. But the important thing was how much I cared and how much everybody loved me. I wasn't beaten. I wasn't hurt. That note my grandmother wrote actually became something of a tradition. People started writing notes for me to take to the grocery store. My grandfather would send me often to buy tobacco for him, always writing it down on a piece of paper. Those pieces of paper became like a safety net for me. Writing notes took the pressure off, and I needed that. I didn't need the kind of pressure where I had to remember everything as a little boy. I just remember being afraid of a lot of things. The woods, as much as they were my playground during the day, turned into my nightmare at night. Living in that little shack back then was fine. We had food, and we weren't hungry. I thought I was eating the best food in the world, though looking back, it might not have been the best for someone like me. Sugar, that was the thing we all craved. How could I get candy? How could I get more sugar? I didn't realize then how it affected me. At the end of the day, that's my first memory. I have lots of memories from my childhood, and not all of them are bad. But even then, I knew I was different from a lot of other kids. Diet plays a critical role in the life of a child with ADHD and depression. High sugar consumption, which I craved as a child, can exacerbate symptoms like restlessness, mood swings, and difficulty focusing. The ups and downs of a sugar high followed by a crash mimic the emotional roller coaster often associated with bipolar tendencies. For a child struggling with both ADHD and underlying depression, an unbalanced diet can intensify feelings of sadness, irritability, and unpredictability. Proper nutrition, especially a diet low in refined sugars and rich in essential nutrients, can have a stabilizing effect, helping to regulate mood and energy levels. Reflecting on my childhood, I see now how my diet may have contributed to my challenges, making it even harder to find balance and focus. Living with ADHD or supporting someone who has it can feel like an uphill climb, but you're not alone, and there's hope. This book isn't just a collection of stories. It's a roadmap to understanding, thriving, and embracing the unique challenges and joys of an ADHD brain. You'll find practical tools, heartfelt stories, and maybe even a laugh or two along the way. And here's the best part. The journey doesn't stop here. If this book resonates with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend or family member who might need a little encouragement. Together, we can break down the stigma and build a community of support. For more tips, resources, and updates, visit www.adhdheavenorhell.com. Let's keep the conversation going and help others discover the tools and understanding they need to turn life's challenges into triumphs. Your story matters, and we're here to help you tell it.